About half of it's coming from reductions in Medicaid provider rates, and about the other half is coming from reductions in general fund revenues to support higher education.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the cuts in health care first. Where will that come from, and who will be affected by those cuts?
The portion from healthcare is a 7% reduction for hospitals for inpatient and outpatient services that go for Medicaid recipients, Tom. So they're going to reduce those reimbursement rates to generate $450 million worth of savings.
And how will those cuts affect Central Floridians who are on Medicaid or perhaps who have a family member on Medicaid?
It's a little unclear. The budget does provide for $305 million for increased Medicaid caseloads. So how it will all work on the ground is as yet a little unclear. Probably the Medicaid recipients themselves won't feel much effect, but the providers will feel a significant effect because their revenues go down by $450 million. And the way they're likely to respond is to raise their rates to make the paying customers, particularly those who are insured, pay higher rates than they otherwise would. So it's sort of a shifting of the cost burden from Medicaid to the paying clientele.
And as you mentioned, the balance of the billion or so that's going to fund K through 12 education will come from higher education. How will that impact universities and how will it impact students?
Well, the impact on students is they're going to face higher tuitions. The legislature has provided for an increase in tuition and also allowed the colleges and universities to raise tuition further on their own volition. So the concept is that almost $400 million of cuts to higher education from the general fund would be replaced by higher tuition to the students.
Well, we can further discuss both of those areas after the Senate passes its budget and the negotiating committees hammer out the differences and come up with the final product. But I'm wondering, Hank, why are they doing this now? The session started early to work on the reapportionment maps, but there was some talk of delaying the budget talks until later in the spring when they have a clearer picture of where the state's economy stands. Can you discuss a little about why they usually do it that way and why they're not waiting this year?
There is a state revenue estimating conference that's formed from representatives of the professional staff of the House and Senate and the governor's office and economic and demographic research. And they get together as a formal group and make the estimates on which the budget is based. The last revenue estimating conference budget was in December, based on data primarily from November. So typically the legislature would wait until they receive the final update in March to set the budget before they adjourn.
So the numbers that they're working with at this point are a little bit stale. Why not wait for the fresh data? What's the hurry?
Well, that would be my recommendation, especially in an environment where the state's economy is getting better. As we've discussed for many months here, Tom, employment is improving. Housing markets, while they're still very depressed and housing prices continue to fall, they're falling at a decreasing rate, translated into English. That means property values won't go down as much. So there would be a reason to wait another month, which is all we're talking about, till we have the latest data for March, and then the final budget could be set.